I did interview you before for Billy Joel's show, and here you are, not just at the Rangers game, but with your face painted.
It looks awesome. I'm getting a lot of compliments today. I'm so excited.
You're my first interview. Where are we? What's going on?
We're at Madison Square Garden. Rangers played the Ottawa Senators. This afternoon, the Yankees were playing the Blue Jays, and I came over here. It's a beautiful day. The city's
pumping.
Was
that opening day for the
Yankees? Yes, sir.
And
absolutely.
How did it turn out?
It turned out a loser for the Yankees, but a winner for the fans and the people in New York City. It was phenomenal.
Opening day in the Bronx. The Yankees and the Blue Jays doing battle.
Was it weird not seeing Jeter out there?
It really was. I miss the Bleacher Creatures doing their chant.
What about A-Rod? He's back.
Good to see A-Rod back. Really good.
Alex Rodriguez and the Yankees. A-Rod making his return, getting a nice ovation. Alex Rodriguez.
I'm excited for him. He needs to pull through for the Yankee fans. Coach has got him warmed up pretty good. I mean, he just looked real happy to be out there. It was really exciting to have him back.
The average FMU fan's not a sports fanatic. What's going on with the Rangers? Where are they in the season? Are they still alive?
Oh, the Rangers are doing phenomenal. They're a few points off the President's Cup. We got the Senators tonight. A lot of people are saying it's going to be a blowout. The game's going to be very tight. Every game from here out, they want to rest their players, but the key is, President's Trophy is important, but it's not as important as the Stanley Cup. See, having the Stanley Cup is really important.
The waiting is over! The New York Rangers are the Stanley Cup champions! Unbelievable!
Was the great one really the great one?
The great one really was the great one. No one can compete with Wayne. What a pleasure to just watch Wayne on the ice. Move through people, pass through people, score through people. The emotion, the compassion to the game, the aura, the fans, his loyalty.
McSorley to Gretzky! He did it! The greatest goal scorer in National Hockey League history is Wayne Gretzky!
What have you been listening to? What's your song of the day?
Song of the day is Keith Urban. It's raining on Sunday.
Thanks, man.
All right, love you.
It takes just like a Timex. It never lets up on you. Who said life was easy? The job is never through. It'll run us till we're ragged. It'll harden our hearts. And love could use a day of rest before we both start falling apart.
You like the Nets?
I don't like the Nets neither.
Who do you like?
I like anybody that's playing good. I like Cleveland Cavaliers, to be honest.
You like LeBron?
I like LeBron. Yeah. I love LeBron.
You like LeBron?
I like LeBron. I love LeBron.
Were you sad when he left Miami?
Nah, I wasn't sad.
You like Dwayne Wade? I like him.
I like Dwayne Wade.
Class act.
Yeah, nah, Dwayne Wade, he's a good player. He got a lot of skills.
Kobe got anything left?
Goodbye, Kobe!
Oh, my goodness! That is a big-time player.
He got a lot of heart. He still got the love for the game, so that's all that matters.
What about Phil Jackson? Can he turn it around here?
We're going to see after this year. If he don't do nothing this year, then he got to go with Carmelo Anthony, because Carmelo Anthony is not a team player. He don't pass the ball. He got to pass the ball.
Is he a ball hog?
He's a ball hog. Yes. All the way ball hog.
How old are you, man?
I'm 32. Obama!
What about the president? You like him?
Obama? He was doing all right in the beginning, but now he's falling off now.
How has he dropped the ball for you?
A lot of things he said he was going to do, he was trying to do in the beginning, and now he's not doing it now. He's not living up to what he said he was going to do. That's it. But I still like him as a person.
What would you tell him if he had a minute of his time?
Just to keep his word, man. Whatever you say you're going to do, do do it. Don't promise the people one thing and do another.
Think he's a good man?
Yeah, he's a good man.
What about America, man? Are we on the way up or on the way down? Or are we going sideways?
We steady, but we're not going nowhere, man. We're not making no progress.
How come? What is it?
I don't know. I can't call it. You got to ask Obama that. He's the president.
Last week, the Supreme Court reversed a century of law that I believe will open the floodgates for special interests, including foreign corporations, to spend without limit in our elections.
You're an African-American, man. We're hearing all about Ferguson now, Ferguson and racism, and a man choked out on Staten Island. And
yeah, his name's Eric Garner. Some people just abuse their authority, like, as far as when it goes to the police. They
saw that guy on the video the other day chewing out the cab driver, going crazy.
You understand me?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, so stop it with your mouth.
Okay.
Stop it with your, for what, sir? For what, sir?
Okay.
Stop it with that. And realize the three vehicle and traffic law violations you committed. You understand me?
Yes,
I don't know what planet you think you're on right now.
I'm
you're gonna let me finish? Stop interrupting me. Well, who do you think you're talking to here? No, every time I open my mouth, you have something to say. I don't care what you have to say. Do you understand that? People are allowed to park in this car, park their cars on the side of the street without your interference, okay? Especially when the person you're doing it to are the police. How long have you been in this country?
Almost 2 years.
Almost how long?
2 years.
2 years. I got news for you, and use this lesson. Remember this in the future. Don't ever do that again.
Okay.
The only reason you're not in handcuffs going to jail is because I have things to do. Because
okay.
This isn't important enough for me. You're not important enough.
I guess there's probably good cops, too.
There's good cops, but there's cops that just take advantage of their job. They know they got a badge and a gun, and they feel like they could just stay above the law.
Is that just human nature? Is that going to happen in every line of work, no matter what?
Yeah, when you become a boss, you want to lay down the law. You want to lay down your authority.
Does power corrupt?
I don't know, man. I don't got no power.
Hey, man, I asked your friend there, what's your song of the day? What's your jam of the day today?
My jam is All Day by Kanye West.
I love Kanye.
Hey, take it easy, bro.
All day. This shit, nigga, shopping for the winner and it's just made. Ball so hard, man, it's just crazy, nigga. You ain't getting money unless you get 8 figures. But at G's and P's, man, I been saying, nigga. Just talked to FairCon, that sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day-to-day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with the small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake DNC like the all-say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all-stay with you. You a Rick and Suave, Nick. Ride around, listen to Sade, Nick. If you ain't with us, you an our way, Nick. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, Nick. Cause you do shit the Broadway, Nick. You get it, but my Broadway thicker. Late for the class in the hallway, Nick. Get a dropout at it as always, as always. All day. Spent at the mall all day. How long it take you to get the fly? All day. Take your PO. How long you been high? All day.
What's your first name?
John.
John, what brings you to Madison Square Garden? You don't seem like a hockey fan.
No. I'm from Australia. I'm just on vacation.
Do you love Australia? Do you like Oz?
Yeah. It's a very good country.
What do you do back in Australia?
I'm studying to be a teacher.
A teacher? What level of, young kids, college
primary
kids?
Primary school.
What motivates you to want to do something like that? You just like kids?
No, my parents are both teachers, so.
And then you're following in their footsteps.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's very important. Here in the United States, public education has kind of been under attack by not being funded by politicians who want to see it become privatized, see schools owned by private companies. Does that same type of situation exist in Australia?
Oh, not at the moment, but I'm sure if it's happening in America, USA, it'll be happening in Australia soon enough.
As we do, Australia does eventually? Is that what you're saying?
I assume so. The rest of the world seems to follow.
Is it kind of a follow the money thing?
I have no idea. Everything seems to be taking money out of education and not wanting to take control of it.
What is happening in Texas is that whoever is on that school board is trying to actually rewrite history. by not allowing students to know what the truth is, and instead attempting to create indoctrination and a political ideology.
So you look like you could be a lost Gibb brother, man. No. Do you like the Bee Gees?
I do like the Bee Gees.
Oh, we love the Bee Gees here.
I would love to see Barry, but I don't know the next time he's performing.
Is he going around solo now?
Oh, I think he is, yeah.
Yeah. Was he your favorite of the Bee Gees? And I actually considered four of them, you know,
yeah,
with Andy.
Yeah.
No, I think he could have been really great.
Oh, no, his voice was fantastic.
Have you been on a walkabout? Have you been out in that outback with just nothing but a didgeridoo?
Hey, I have, yeah. It's very, very different.
Have you really?
Yeah, you know.
And that must be, it's so, I mean, you're here in New York. It's got to be the polar opposite you're out there.
It is the complete polar opposite.
Have you seen all the wallabies and all those animals? We don't have koalas.
Yeah.
Have you seen a platypus?
Yeah, in the
wild?
Not in the wild, in the zoo.
They're pretty rare, man.
Oh, yeah, just there.
I'm driving you crazy with my questions, man. I'll let you go. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners here in the United States and Australia and around the world on WFMU?
We'll quote Bob Marley and go, one love.
Can we call that your jam of the day, some Bob Marley, or do you want the country?
No, Bob Marley or a bit of Kip Moore, anything like that would be fine.
Thank you, man.
No problem. Nice to meet you.
Decision made by our officer, he will be charged with murder.
This was a cop who felt like he could get away with just shooting someone that many times in the back.
I don't want to see anyone get shot down the way that my brother got shot down.
Too many young men of color feel targeted by law enforcement. Guilty of walking while black or driving while black, judged by stereotypes that fuel fear and resentment and hopelessness. We know that statistically, in everything from enforcing drug policy to applying the death penalty to pulling people over, there are significant racial disparities. That's just the statistics. And the worst part of it is it scars the hearts of our children. It scars the hearts of white children who grow unnecessarily fearful of somebody who doesn't look like them. It stains the heart of black children who feel as if no matter what he does, he'll always be under suspicion. That is not the society we want. It's not the society that our children deserve. Whether you're black or white, you don't want that for America.
That's the coolest, my friend.
Do you support President Obama?
I never really support. To be honest, I'm gonna tell you honest.
Have you voted?
No, I'm gonna tell you honestly. The real reason. I don't support any of the presidents. And the reason is the presidents is for corporate America.
You think it's just a corporatocracy?
Exactly.
Like the CEO?
That's why the first thing...
Even Obama's in the game?
Well, the first thing he did was get the fat cats in Wall Street rich. Was the first thing he did with the money.
Did that disappoint you, or did you see it coming?
I seen it coming, because these are the guys that's controlling everybody, all the presidents. So I really don't support them. They're not for the little people. I mean, they talk big, they give you a nice speech, But at the end of the day, it's about keeping corporate America running.
We cannot ignore the inequities that persist in our justice system. Inequities that undermine our most deeply held values of fairness and equality.
Hillary Clinton, same old crap.
Same old crap. They're all for the same agenda. They have to be.
Is it over, man? The American dream, like we thought it was? Or was it all just an illusion all the way along?
It was all about the rich people staying rich and the poor people dreaming to be rich. But in order for them to be rich, you had to play their game.
What about Ferguson and all these incidents we're hearing about racism?
It's always been there.
It's just getting into the spotlight more?
It's another way how the rich plays against the poor or the middle class, you know, for their own means. But it's always there. It will be always there until people really have an honest discussion.
What will make us do that?
Do people really want to, or do they like it the way? Is people comfortable the way they want to think, and you know, with their own social group? Are they comfortable with that, or do they sincerely really want to see a change?
Do you hunger for change?
Is it going to help America that it's becoming more diverse? That it's not just white America anymore?
No, it's not going to help America. I think you have people that just don't know what's going on, that's honestly
unaware,
trying to support their family, but really don't understand the whole agenda. And I think eventually that's going to bring down these greedy cats at the top.
How are they going to bring them down?
They're going to be forced to. It's getting
revolution.
Too bad. It's getting too bad. It's getting too bad. It's getting too bad. I mean, the taxes is going up, everything. It's just hard. Take this city right here. You know, Mayor Bloomberg, you know, he made the city just totally, but you can't live no more. It's for the fat cats, you know, that the way
he likes. You like de Blasio better now, the new guy?
I think you can more reason with him. I think he's more understanding as far as people in general. I think Bloomberg was a businessman and that was his agenda. Everything is about money with him.
Who do you admire? Who's your hero? A public figure.
I admire people that go against the system. The guy that made the movies. What's the guy that made the movies? He always makes the movies against corporate America. The chubby guy with the glass.
Michael Moore?
Yeah, Michael Moore. Yeah. I admire people that go against the system.
Today, there is a gay couple getting married legally in Iowa. My side has won. We're not going to put people in prison any longer for 20 years because they had a joint of marijuana on them. We elected Barack Obama, not once, but twice.
Obama, cha-cha-cha, Obama, cha-cha-cha, I gotta go.
Are you hopeful about the future of America?
No.
No? Is it going down?
I believe so. I believe the corporate America have sold out America anyway. You know, most of the people that have the hotels and here are foreigners. So they're basically selling out America anyway.
Did you think that would happen when you were younger?
I mean, when you're younger, it's hard. You know, you don't understand much. Basically, what they say, who your friends are, who you are, with your social peers, so you don't understand much what's going on. As you get older, if you open your eyes, you see the real.
How do you stay happy, man?
I gotta be positive for myself personally. That's how I stay happy.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners today, man? There's a lot of good people in our audience.
Right. I think people gotta learn to not be so competitive with their peers. And learn to be happy within themselves and stop competing with everybody else. If somebody has a new car, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a new car.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Exactly. That's what's making people not happy.
What's your jam of the day, man? What are you listening to?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of songs. I listen to rap music. I listen to John Lennon sometimes. His what was the famous song of John Lennon?
Imagine.
Imagine, yeah. That's a good one.
Thanks for your time, man.
All right.
Liza.
It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for.
I guess first I should ask if you're a hockey fan.
I'm working, actually.
You're just getting off or going to?
I'm on call.
On call, did they call you?
No, not yet.
Are you a paramedic? What do you do?
Elevator mechanic.
An elevator man. You know, I can respect that. My listeners will remember the day I was stuck in an elevator and couldn't get to do my show. I was by myself.
Get out of here. Get me out of here.
It can bring out some weird emotions in you. Have you gotten people out of elevators?
Yep.
Have you encountered some people who got really emotional in
there? Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What should you do if you're stuck? Now, I was lucky. When I was in the elevator, there was a button, an emergency button.
A call button, yes. Just wait. The safest place to be is in the elevator.
Is that a regulation now that there has to be a call button in an elevator?
Yes. There has to be outside contact, either to the front desk or to our office.
Is it a good idea to jam on the door and jump up and down?
No, what do you think? What do you think?
I think I eventually tried those things after about an hour.
You know, if it's
But
that
I'm thinking,
long,
oh man, it's going to start on fire or something.
I might be a little claustrophobic after an hour too, you know?
Have you had any scary elevator experiences yourself?
Yeah, once or twice.
Have you dropped a floor or two?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That would freak me out totally.
You know? Stuff falling from 20 floors up, almost hitting you.
Oh, when you're down in the shaft?
Yeah, cable snapped in the shaft one time when I was in it.
Is there rats running around sometimes?
Sometimes you see rats. It's New York City, what do you expect, you know?
But very rarely do they fall with people in them, right?
No, they're very safe. There's safety on top of safety.
Are you a union guy?
Yes. Yep.
What's your union?
Local 3, electrician.
Are you proud to be a union member?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm of a liberal bent. I support unions.
Yeah.
But they're sure under attack these days, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess so.
Has not just been diminished in Wisconsin, some are saying that they've been defeated. The anti-union law that was passed 4 years ago has been more impactful than first expected. Union membership is way down.
Why would politicians want to bust up unions? What are they doing? What's their motivation?
I don't know. You tell me.
Do they want us to work cheaper? Everybody just...
Well, yeah, what do you think?
Yeah,
you know?
I just wanted you to say it.
Yeah,
they
of
don't
course. They want us to work cheaper. We have good benefits. We have good health insurance for our families. You know, the union can stand by us so our families can be taken care of. You know what I'm saying? So.
Now, politically, are you conservative or liberal? Are you in a weird place with it?
You know what? It doesn't matter to me.
I mean, I understand conservatives. I'm not trying to bait you because I really feel like I'm open-minded. I just didn't see why good conservatives would want to bust up unions. It confuses.
To be honest, when like the conservatives, the Democrats are in office, there's a lot more government work, to be honest with you. When the Republicans are at work, it's more private work. Well, we get both, obviously.
They're business friendly.
Yeah, we get both, but you notice in these times that there's more housing work, there's more government work.
And that's a Democrat thing. They're more big government.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Did you support Obama? Did you vote for Romney?
We'll skip the next one.
Are you afraid to say Romney?
No.
The media has us all way out on the far end of the Tea Party
you can't be that far away out, but, you know.
Does that bother you, the Tea Party?
No. Does it bother you?
No, I mean, they have that right. They have that
of
right.
Of course they have.
They're not hurting anyone.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, free country.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We have come to take our country back. The Washington machine that gobbles up our freedoms and invades every nook and cranny of our lives must be stopped.
Do you love America?
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
What do you love most about your country?
Everything, you know? Look at freedom. You work hard and you can do all right, you know?
Are you optimistic about the country's future?
Yes and no.
Yes, in what way? You believe in the people?
Yeah, I think so. I think eventually people do the right thing.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners, man? From a good union guy who fixes your elevator when it breaks down.
Just everybody can take care of everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Is there elevator guy jokes about getting the shaft or whatever? She got the coal mine and I got the shaft.
Yeah. Our jobs have the ups and downs.
So. Oh, there it is. I like that. You floored me with that.
All right. You have a good night.
Thank you, man.
Goodbye, Turkey. My attorney will be in touch. So I decided right then and there, I was gonna do what's right, give her her fair share. But brother, I didn't know her share was gonna be that much. She got the gold mine, I got the share. They split it right down the middle, and then they give her the better half. Well, it all sounds sort of funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share. Now listen, you ain't heard nothing yet. Why, they give her the color television set, then they give her the house, the kids, and both of the cars. See? Well, then they start talking about child support, alimony, and the cost of the court. Didn't take me long to figure out how far in the toilet I was. I'm telling you, they have made a mistake, cause it adds up to more than this cowboy makes. Besides, everything I ever had worth taking, they've already took. While she's living like a queen on alimony, I'm working two shifts, eating bologna, asking myself, why did you just learn how to cook? They give her the gold mine, they give me the shaft. They said they're splitting it all down the middle, but she got the better half. But it all sounds mighty funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the shaft.
What's your first name?
John.
John, it's a nice night in New York City.
Yes.
Are you ready for the warmer weather?
Yes.
Do you live here in the city or are you from out of town?
No, I live here.
You do? Your whole life?
No.
Where you come from? What's your hometown?
Indiana.
Indiana. Oh, that's in the news right now. Now, what did you think of Governor Pence? And what was going on there? They're
just really conservative and he's an idiot. But that's kind of, he thought he had something going and it backfired on him.
Yeah, that could have denied rights to LGBT community.
Yeah.
I'll have to edit this so I can come in and sound like I know what the hell I'm talking about. From Wikipedia, Pence signed Indiana Senate Bill 101, also known as the Indiana Religious Objections Bill, into law. The law's signing was met with widespread criticism by people and groups who felt the law was carefully worded in a way that would permit discrimination against LGBT persons. Despite that, I mean, you really can't jump on a whole state and say, oh, Indiana sucks. I'm sure there's a lot of cool people.
I grew up there.
Yeah, you're
I'm sure there's cool people everywhere.
Like David Letterman, you know.
Very conservative.
Is he?
That has drawbacks. No, not him, but I said Indiana.
I'd rather have Bobby Knight as the governor of Indiana. I mean, remember when Bobby Knight would throw stuff on the court?
Oh, those were the days, the glory days.
That's exactly what you want. That was big news in Indiana.
Talked about him all the time.
Yeah. And now we have this.
What about Indianapolis itself? Because usually the cities will be a kind of a hub of... is it pretty conservative?
Pretty conservative.
I would think it might be.
It's also still very racial. And it's kind of an old race. You know, there's good people everywhere, but it's very conservative, and I still think kind of racial. It's changing, but it's very slow compared to, like, New York.
Now, are you from Terre Haute, Anderson?
Or Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. Now, all this being said, do you love aspects of Indiana? Do you get homesick for it, or you send? Not at all. You never went out by a lake or a cornfield and bonded with it as a child?
No more than I can do. Like,
do you want to get out?
Yeah.
Are you right where you wanted to be?
Yeah. So I think I'm one of those people who I belonged here. So once
now we're out in front of here from doing interviews here a lot. Are you in publishing or?
No, I'm working at an apparel company.
What is that? That could be many things.
I started off as a marketer, now I'm in sales.
Does it involve traveling, or do you enjoy that? Did you see the movie Up in the Air with George Clooney?
Yes.
Does that pretty much describe your life?
Not as bad, but yes.
Do you log a lot of miles? And what are some of the locations where you might fly? Is it all domestic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a route? Do they get to
well,
know
no,
you?
No, I mean, I have reps. I just go to the state. Yeah, I get to know the state well. Pretty much all the states eventually I'll get to.
Well, you're such a good interview. Will you hold on just 1 second? So, but you know where you're going. You have a schedule.
Yeah,
you're not just winging it
in a car. Like, I can say this week I'm going to go to Arizona, and I can go there.
That seems fantastic.
It is, but it's still, you know, it sounds fantastic to you to do it all the time, but I enjoy it still.
Do you get, like, the occasional afternoon to take in the sights
yes.
or do
well,
what you want to do?
I happen to sell resorts, so I'm going to those places that people like to go to, so.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
You got a great life.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, what's your message of peace and love to all our WFMU listeners in Jersey, in New York City, in Indiana, and around the world?
Oh, God, you put me on the spot there.
I just had a hard one.
Well, I didn't have any answers.
I kind of leapt right into
you
that.
Did.
You much transition.
I think you should learn to be yourself and enjoy life. And in that...
Are we too self-conscious? I'm sure even you are.
No, yeah, and I think we worry too much, and we don't allow ourselves to be who we are. We allow ourselves to be what people think we should be. And by the time I'm almost 50 now, I'm like, well, that was stupid. I wasted time.
Who will be our next president?
I think Hillary.
It's her time.
I think it's time for women, and I think it's her time. And there's no answer to her.
Because even today, there are questions being raised. Now, we have no doubt they were terrorists, they were militants, they attacked us, they killed our people. But what was going on and why they were doing what they were doing?
We were misled that there were supposedly protests and then something sprang out of that, an assault sprang out of that. And that was easily ascertained that was not the fact.
But
and the American
know,
people could have known that within days, and they didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had 4 dead Americans. Was it because of a protest or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
You like Hillary?
I didn't used to.
But you've grown.
I think I've kind of grown to like her because I so dislike the opposition that, if somebody else came along, I mean, I voted for Obama, I loved him, but I think it's her time. It would be nice if another woman could do it.
Is it going to be Jeb on the other side?
I hope. I mean, as far as all of them, he's
probably... You mean if it had to be one of them, he would be your guy of choice?
I mean, I think he could be somewhat moderate. I mean, I'm not totally agreeing with him, but they're
not... I know what you mean.
So extreme that you can't agree
like
with
him. Like Ted Cruz or something.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He's just divisive. And I can't imagine living in a country where he's,
I was thinking about Ted Cruz, and then I was just going to say to you, do you really think he thinks he can win? But I'm thinking, be careful, man, because you don't know what might happen.
Right, and something bad could happen.
Something could snowball, or he might tap into something.
I don't think he can win because the general public could care less about his politics.
In my view, the single gravest national security threat to the country is the threat of Iran acquiring nuclear weapons capability. And I agree with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the deal being negotiated by the Obama administration is a very, very bad deal, that it is an historic mistake.
I'm proud of him. I couldn't be more proud to have him as a president. So I thought it was the right time, and I think he's one of the smartest people we've had in office. And I think
why do they hate him so much?
Because he's black.
This president is the most racist president there's ever been in America. He is purposely trying to use race to divide Americans. Anyone who investigates it even a little bit knows it's hogwash.
Are you hopeful for the future? Are we going to make it through all this?
Sure we are.
We are. I've been hearing that more lately.
Well, I think it takes us to be that way and not get sucked in by all this.
We're so divided by the media.
They want us to be divided, and they want us to think racism normal. They want us to do all this stuff, but you got to fight against it and be real.
You love America?
Yeah.
Do you think even the conservatives you disagree with, most of them are good people?
Well, my parents are conservative. They're good people, but I disagree with them strongly, and I let them know.
Are you that damn son in New York, that liberal?
Of course I am. I am. And they love me anyway, so that's why I know. But if you don't tell them what you feel, they don't know any better.
Nice talking to you, man.
Nice talking to
all
you.
The best.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Now that this law is passed and into law, every single Hoosier, whether you're gay or straight, whether you're conservative or liberal, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you have greater First Amendment rights in Indiana today than you did before because of the protection this bill and this law gives you. I have gay and lesbian friends. I would gladly serve them in my restaurant if they came and wanted a sandwich.
Dirty babe, you see these shackles, baby, on this slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Come here, girl.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Come to the bed.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy, huh?
I'm bringing sexy back.
You're smoking, man. That looks so good. I quit in January. Have you tried to quit off and on?
Absolutely.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about Obama? Are you pleased with the job the president's done?
No.
Why not?
I just think he's too much. I don't know how much he really relies on his advisors. I think he's out over his skis. I don't think he's his foreign policies. I think.
You don't like this Iran deal?
No.
What should we have done? Listen to Netanyahu?
Yeah, in some respects, Iran should have said that they don't have Israel in their sights to demolish the country. Why can't they just state that in a deal? You know, Iran historically has cheated on everything, right? So do you really trust that they're not going to cheat on this? And if you find out they're cheating, it takes forever to get the sanctions back into place. And they only need 12 months to ramp up and be right back to where they were. So I think the deal is kicking the can down the road, hoping that they comply, and use these inspections to verify that they're in compliance. But there's going to be a point in time where they're not going to comply, and you're going to be right back. So it's, you know, the solution is okay for now, but Iran or Israel wants a permanent solution, and what you're getting is kicking the can down the road.
Let me throw this thought at you. It's not my own thought. It's something I saw online today. If Israel has like 300 nuclear warheads, would Iran really try to destroy them?
I think Iran is, I mean, their objectives and what they want to do achieve is totally different than Saudi Arabia, Jordan. You know, you're right. I mean, they're really going to press the button and annihilate themselves because that's what they'd be doing. But they are funding Hezbollah and these terrorists that are working all over the Middle East to destabilize the Middle East for their own gain. That's the biggest problem.
You seem like you're probably a moderate conservative, would you? Yeah. Is the Tea Party too much for you, a Ted Cruz?
In some respects, yes, but, you know, I do think one of the biggest problems our country has today is the amount of debt in this country. You know, if you think in the first 200 years of this history, we had $7.5 trillion of debt. And since Obama's been in office, it's gone to 17.5. Plus, there's $170 trillion of unfunded liabilities, Social Security, Medicare, everything. The biggest risk our country faces today is in the next 10 years of the U.S. currency not being the reserve currency in the world. And if that happens, this country's in big trouble.
Who takes the mantle then? China?
China, potentially.
India?
Yeah, I mean China is going to be around for a long time. I mean,
they've been around quite a while.
Well, they have what we had, you know, 80 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, a workforce that's young and willing to work for low wages, and we're highly regulated, which is fine. It protects the environment and all of that.
And China's leaning that way now, too. I mean,
they're starting because they have to, but they're still far behind where we are. They don't have the same legal system where if you do something wrong to somebody, you have an avenue to prosecute and get damages. And China's a long ways away from that.
Do you respect Obama as a man?
Oh, you know, I respect his family values.
I mean, if
like
you met
that.
Him, would you?
Sure.
Shake
yeah.
Him
no.
Amen.
No. Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I just don't. I don't think the way to get the country going is to try keep increasing taxes on the 1% and redistribute that. That's not wealth creation. It's not going to save the country.
I guess that people stop believing that the 1% won't so-called share any of it, though, anymore. That it's all about, hey, the toughest survive, and man, you know, the playing
field
level.
The top tax rate, when you pay...
Because I don't think a lot of us really, we're not for full-on socialism, but it seemed like at one point we had a pretty good blend of a few social programs
sure.
and democracy. And
yeah, but, you know, the tax rate in Canada is cheaper than here. The corporate tax rate in Canada is like 26%. It's 35, 36 here. The U.S. has amongst the highest tax rates in the world right now. And it's saying we want to fix our problems by trying to make taxes even higher, never going to work.
It seems like severe austerity measures aren't particularly successful either. I mean...
Well, they're not working for Greece. When you do that, they're going backwards.
Is it a problem of just pride and money power in Washington where the right and left can't really sit down without rancor and go, man, what can we do here?
That's part of it.
It's because a lot of their strings are operating these guys, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a power struggle, you know, and I think Obama's part of that. He's one of the first presidents that refuses, you know, like your work day doesn't end at 5 o'clock. Most presidents, during the dinner hours, they go out and
are you saying he's lazy and no
count?
No,
but I'm just saying that when you're the chief executive of the country, your day doesn't stop at 5 o'clock, and his does. I mean, so I applaud him for having dinner with his family every night. I mean, that's a great thing to do.
I think he's a good family, man.
Yeah, no, he is. But I think that you have to find time to reach across the aisle, and a lot of that is done not between 9 and 5. It's done over drinks or dinner or developing friendships and trying to find a way to compromise. And
these guys
are all digging in.
Do you think he might be successful after he's out of office as a world statesman for the U.S.? He does seem very popular in parts of the world.
I mean, he's a lot less popular now than he was in the beginning.
I know you got to go. I kept you way beyond your point of pain
here. I got 9 minutes to my train. But,
oh, I'm sorry. What about, is it Jeb then for you? Would Jeb be your candidate of choice?
You know, I don't know yet. I haven't decided yet.
You still like Christie? Does he kind of interest you? Because he's got that character. I don't know if character is the right word, but he's got charisma.
Christie... I just think he's a better negotiator for the values that I believe in. I think he's a tough guy, but I don't think, like, you can't have an idiot be a tough guy, because that's not going to go anywhere. And I think he's a smart guy, and he's a tough guy.
Did he too much damage done from the scandal, though?
I don't think so.
People forget?
Yeah, I mean, from the bridge thing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it does seem to have put a crimp in his ascent.
It has. Yeah, I mean, Jeb Bush is probably going to be the leading guy, I think.
When the dust clears.
But I think you got to, I don't really know him that well. It's too early to really understand you know, who I'm going to vote for. But it wouldn't be a Tea Party guy. But I think the country has to go to a bit more conservative values in terms of financial values. I think Hillary's got a tough battle. I think she's I think she's the best candidate for the Democrats, but I think she's getting older. Does she have the stamina really to do this job? She's going to have the most experience of anybody by far. She's a smart lady.
She's pretty tough, I think.
She is. But
how much
right
will Bill be whispering in her ear?
Well, I mean, it's,
But you guys like Bill. I've talked to Republicans, and I say, who's one Democrat you kind of like? Maybe.
But you know what he did? He reached across the aisle.
He was a senator.
He sat down with guys during the dinner hours. He found time to sit down and compromise. Obama will compromise on anything. That's why he has his... emperor, my way or the highway type of designation people give him, because he doesn't compromise.
Now, I want you just to react to this.
He's pissing off all the world leaders, too, for the same thing.
A guy over there earlier on, I said, what's up with Obama? Why have they just been so against him from the very beginning? And he said, racism. And I said, there was going to be a lot of Republicans who will hear this, and they're going to say, don't play that race card. Is it real?
I think there's something there, but, like, I don't understand some of the things he said in the Ferguson news, where he stood up and sided with people, and like, you know, is that really the right thing to be doing? It just causes waves unnecessarily, so why are you doing that? Is it because he grew up in the south side of Chicago and really believes in the plight of that? I do, there is police brutality. There's too much. I agree with that. You know, I do think the police do use their power too much, so I do believe that places like Ferguson, they have a real beef. But I'm not sure that it's the right place for Obama to stand up and start taking sides on that, because it looks racist, and he shouldn't be doing that. And all the radio chatter is like, the guy must be racist, because, you know, right around that same time, there was a white 19-year-old white kid killed by a black police officer unarmed. Did that even make the news? And it doesn't, but that's part of the fault of the media, and then Obama's, you know, taking front stage on it, and like, you know, I don't think the country's really in, there are some problems, but I think it's come, we've come a long way.
You love America?
Oh, sure.
You believe in it? You think we're going to make it through all this?
I don't know. You know, to be honest, when I look at how people invest their monies these days, because I, you know, I do a lot of that, talk to people about it, and people are really scared. If they don't figure out a right way, start paying down debt, stop spending money on stuff we don't need, and watch the benefit programs, and if you don't, if you're not careful, the U.S. is deep trouble.
Thanks for your time, man.
All right, have a good night.
Okay, you too. I'll give you a card.
It was meaningful for you.
Nora. Nora, you said of course I could interview. That's so rare and nice.
Oh, fine.
You must be confident.
Well, yes, I'm confident but tired right now.
What do you do, Nora?
I'm a trial coordinator. I work
trial
for law firms.
Coordinator. What does that mean in a nutshell?
Well, I get all the documents together, testimony, document production, discovery.
The kind of stuff that no one likes to do. You do it, and
yes,
you're good at it.
I'm very good at it.
Which makes you valuable. Now, because you're good at it, have you found a way to like it?
Depending on the attorneys I'm working with and what type of law. This particular type of law, I don't care for it at all.
Some kind of corporate law or
no,
what?
No, it's insurance defense. So if you're in an accident of some sort, we are representing the insurance company, so we want to pummel you into the ground and give you as little as possible.
Let me guess. You are on the inside, and you kind of see what really...
I'm doing this for 44 years. I see what happens.
I know what you mean. I won't go into details about my day job, but I have to make a living. And in this day and age, a lot of the jobs you can get are kind of for the 1%, so to speak.
Yes,
and
yes.
You see how they operate, and it's kind of depressing.
Very disheartening. Yes, it is. I used to work for criminal attorneys, and at least there I meant something at the end of the day. I made a difference. Here I make no difference. I'm helping to squash these people who are already injured.
And you go home sometimes feel crappy, like I just spent my day working for the wrong team.
Yes, every day. Every day. There was just a job opening. I could have had it just like that for the Federal Defense Fund, but they didn't pay money. It's very disheartening.
Yeah, and
I'm very unhappy.
We're touching on something that's probably all the way across the country.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
What happened?
Well,
you've been around, you said, a few years.
I think everything is so tech-savvy right now that we've lost touch with communicating with each other in order to resolve a problem. Just
everyone.
Google it. No need to communicate. Google it. Do this. Google it. Any problem that comes up. It's awful. It really is. And it's very disheartening and very aggravating being on the street. No one looks at each other anymore. No one speaks to each other.
It's
on
hard.
The trains, everyone is on the phone or they're texting. No one looks up. No one's aware of in case there's any danger surrounding them. They're so preoccupied.
You can imagine trying to do what I'm doing as a complete stranger, and everyone's plugged into a device. So
yes.
A lot of times, if I want to talk to someone, I have to get them to take the earbuds out of their ears, and they
it's
hate
awful.
It.
It's awful. It's awful.
And
it really, really is. Yes.
I get why people want to retreat into privacy.
Well, I can understand that, but not 24 hours. You know, they do this when they're in bed. They have their phone with them. I mean, it's out of control now.
Is the internet Pandora's box?
It's really great in a lot of ways. It's excellent for certain things. If you need to find things out and you're going to get, you know, such in-depth information. But other than that, people get lost in it. People are just like grasping for straws out of the air. Let me look this up. Let me look that up.
And it bugs me.
90% of them are not looking it up for a legitimate reason. They're just curious and they're nosy.
You know what? And sometimes I find when I'm talking about music with people at the station or on the radio, I don't want to Google it to see if I'm right. And I just want to have fun. To see, maybe we're wrong, but let's just go with what we think as we remember.
If you're talking about music, you don't need to be factual. You need to discuss and relate your experience, what you felt from that music. There's nothing to Google unless you say, oh, who was the other guy in that band? Who was the other guy? Let me get his name.
We have the, like, Encyclopedia Britannica in our little box we carry around.
It's horrible. It really is. It's horrible. I get very annoyed. These people are very lucky.
I'm sorry.
I do. I'm sorry.
What's your message to our listeners? You're so nice, Nora.
Put the damn phone down and save your thumbs. You're all going to wind up with carpal tunnel. Good for all of us.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Doesn't lock the door. Gary, it's scary. You can't come home no more. The albino mule. Have you seen the albino?
Yes.
Where did you see him?
How far?
Yes, he is, but where?
By a fence.
Where was the fence?
On Jim Finnerty's farm.
Jim Finnerty's farm, you say?
Yes.
Where is it?
About a mile and a half away.
Are there donkeys?
Yes.
Case?
Yes.
Flies?
Yes.
Tools?
Yes.
Is there an albino mule?
Yes.
Good Lord. Perspires. The albino mule's flank perspires, and the horse desires it. albino mule, rearing up on his back two hooves.
Hey, you guys, it's Clay. And I'm just sitting here now getting ready for Hardy and the TNP to follow. It's 3 minutes in front of 7 p.m. And I've been enjoying your comments on the Accu playlist. I didn't go live this week. I got back out on the street and did some interviews, which was fun for me. And fun to do some editing again. So I hope you liked it. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm sure Hardy's going to have a great program next. Sinner's Crossroads, Dave the Spaz, nickname Stan. How you doing? How's your life going? I hope everything's going well. It's almost spring. It's just right in between. That in-between weather here. When you wish, it would get here, but it's still kind of lingering. I like this Simon and Garfunkel April song. Always remember.
April, come she will. When streams are ripe and swelled with rain. Resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July, and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September, I'll a love once new has now grown old.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we sit together in a room, alone, just you and I. And even though we can't agree on what the room looks like, it does have what I think is either a laundry chute or a time portal. To test it, we should throw a young child down there. If he yells back, "It's a laundry chute," then it's a laundry chute. If an 80-year-old man walks in the door and says, "I am the young child you just threw in the time portal," it's a time portal. Everything is solvable. Oh, I'm so glad you're with me. I do not know why you keep coming back to visit. It's like the swallows that return. I swallowed just as I said that. Is that not something? The swallows return to Capistrano. They don't know why. The swallows don't know why. They keep saying, "I feel like I forgot something." They're just compelled to do it. We don't know why we do things. Sometimes we just do them compulsively. So like my grandmother used to say, "Diverticulitis be damned, I'm eating these nuts." Sometimes your desires make you want to do things. Oh, I don't know. I tell you what, if you came here for answers, like, what is that smell coming from your apartment? I don't know. I can't give them to you. All I know is that there's so much that I do not know. In fact, sometimes I think they ought to give a degree for people who know how much they don't know. I think that that's a type of mastery of knowledge, isn't it? A lot of people are just ignorant, and they don't know what they're ignorant of. I know, or I have an inkling, of what I'm... also have an inkling. I'll show it to you later. It's tiny. It's like an ink, but it's smaller. I have an inkling of what I do not know, and therefore, I think that's very powerful, and I wouldn't mind getting a degree in it. So how does that work, Hardy? So, well, for instance, I know that... I don't know that bugs are not just a word for insects, that there's a true bug, and that covers leafhoppers and cicadas. Oh, that's a bad example, because I know that because I just looked it up. But let me think of something. Oh, decision theory. I know it exists, but I don't know anything about it. A lot of people don't know it exists, so I think that's something. I know about vast, there's all these things out there that I've heard of, and so I respect that they exist, but I just don't have any special knowledge. If you would like, if you are listening and you are some type of academic dean or something and can confer degrees, I would not mind having one. I know that you give honorary doctorates all the time. I would love that. I promise I will not use it to get a job. No one's going to hire me for anything. I will only use it to boost my self-esteem. That's my latter half of my life. What I've been working on is the self-esteem. I'm thinking now that life has really shown me who I am, which is a tiny little nothing person, I just want to say, well, give me some reason to complete the second half. It's like when you're halfway through a bowling game and you go, you know what? I'm not going to break 200. What's the point? So, well, the point is now you're playing for just not humiliating yourself. And that's the way I feel like. I say, oh, Lord, let me have an occasional strike. Or spare, and then a spare, so I can use it, whip it out anytime I want. Oh, my friends, I know that this life can give you so many challenges, like Sudoku or a crossword puzzle, that has more than one letter in a square, but they don't tell you ahead of time, so that drives you crazy. Oh my goodness, I'm for Full Disclosure by Will Shorts. I feel like I'm not crazy, but if I were, that's the person that I would accuse of reading my thoughts. Because a lot of time I'll think of something, and this happens all the time, and the next day it's in the New York Times crossword puzzle. And I know they do those in advance, but maybe they're getting my thoughts very much in advance. Oh, that's not even funny. Some people have such mental turmoil. Mine is very benign. If you hear me, I'm swallowing a lot because I have a terrible cold, and I cannot breathe through my nose. I'm currently breathing through my eyes, and it's making them very painfully itchy. I've got some kind of respiratory thing. I don't know. Everybody in the country has it. I think it's spreading like a virus. And I might have gotten it on the plane. I don't know. There was a fella behind me that had either, I don't know. We all say tuberculosis is what that's just the catch-all for it. But I don't know. It's probably some kind of upper respiratory virus. And also, I noticed that the sky hostess was passing out respiratory viruses. See, would you like a drink? I saw I have a Fresca. And she said, would you like a virus? I go, no, I have the pretzels. She goes, virus? I go, no, I have the... All right, I'll take the virus. And then she did that into my lungs. Oh, my goodness. I don't mind. It makes you human. Oh, every once in a while, they'll find a cache of bodies, like somebody's storing it up like guns or gum. Do people do that, Hardy? Do people hoard gum because they think there's going to come a time when there's no gum? Well, I don't know. I went looking for sugar-ish gum. They don't even have a word for it. Say sugar-free. Sugar-free, sugar-free. They tout that all the time. Try get sugar-not-free gum. I don't even think they need to say sugar-free anymore. It's hard to find. You say, you have to ask the pharmacist, I need the kind that rots your teeth, because the other kind will kill my dogs. I don't know if you know this. There's a dog poisoning chemical they put in it now. Now, gum didn't eat. Now, my hound will find everything and eat it. And so I got to make sure that nothing is terribly poisonous. So if I buy chocolate, I can only buy American chocolate because it doesn't actually have any chocolate in it. Otherwise, kill the dog dead. And this gum, it's called xylophone or something they put in there. And not all chemicals are bad for you, except for the ones that are toxic to dogs. And that would, how's that bad for you? It would break my heart. Also, I've already had to make my dog vomit. He ate some gum. I thought it had xylophone in it, and I had to pour peroxide down his throat. Blah! And then he vomits for a half hour. Isn't that awful? So why did you do that? A vet told me to do it. My neighbor used to be a Marine. He's like, pour peroxide in. I said, oh, I don't know if that's right. But it worked. Oh, hounds can't eat just dead. People say, oh, they're immune to everything. In fact, my grandfather used to lie to me and say, dogs have a special organ so they can eat poison. And then it's like, one dead dog later, it's like, Grandpa, that doesn't sound quite right. He goes, oh, I'm kidding you. But a lot of times he just lied to me to make me feel better. Oh, we delude ourselves sometimes to make ourselves feel better, don't we? What is better, truth or delusion? Is there beneficial delusion, Hardy? Yes. But now you don't know whether I'm deluding you or not, do you? So I think there is. I think it's perfectly all right. Some things are harmless. There's harmless crazy people and there's dangerous crazy people. It's like it's harmless to say, I'm the reincarnation of French poet Max Jacob.